Scripture is Acts chapter 1, or Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 31. We will not be dismissing for children's church, so we're going to keep it short here. So, kids, just please hold tight. Okay. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers and elders and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which is has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and went in conference together. "What are we going to do about these men?" they asked. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further amongst the people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in his name. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. On the release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they had heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together, and the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that you are merciful and gracious, Lord. that you sent your gospel to the very people who persecuted you and killed you. To us. Lord, reveal yourself to us in your word today and help us to know your word better. Lord, in these few moments that I take to speak more here, anoint these words and use them to touch your people that they might better follow you and be lights for you in this community. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Peter and John went to the temple about 3:00 in the afternoon for the time of prayer. As they were entering the temple at the gate called Beautiful, there was a man crippled from birth who had spent his entire life each day being brought to that same gate to beg. So everybody knew him. He was a fixture. And as they came to enter, Peter said, "Look at us, pay attention." The guy looked at him, said, "We don't have gold or silver, but what we do have, we will give you. In Jesus' name, get up and walk." And they helped him up and he walked. He started jumping and gamping around. And people were amazed because they knew who this guy was. They then preached the gospel and thousands came to the Lord. That's when we start the text that we read today. All this was going on and there was a group who are out there who are more concerned about their set belief in whether or not resurrection of the dead occurs or not than they were about this man was healed. It had been almost 2 months since Jesus had been crucified. They thought they were done with Jesus. Yet, a couple of his disciples walked into the temple, imitating him. Now, they weren't imitating him like a mimic does, like somebody who does somebody's voice and actions. What they were imitating was his lifestyle, the way he lived, what he did. They came for prayer. They went to the temple to worship. As they were entering in, the Holy Spirit pointed out somebody. Believe me, there were plenty of people around who they could have touched. This was not the only person there that day that could have used a touch from God. But for whatever reason, that day, that time, the Holy Spirit said, "This is the one I want you to touch." And they did it. They were obedient to God's will. You know what happened next? A miracle. Man was healed because they were obedient. Then a larger miracle. Not only was this man healed, thousands came to salvation. Before this, we had approximately 3,000 numbered in believers. Go to the end of chapter 2 of Acts. You see that number? And here at the end of chapter 3, this number is now 5,000. 5,000 men. Okay? After that action. So, that's not counting the women and children. Thousands came to know the Lord through this action. So the gospel was presented. People were saved. The leaders were disturbed. Those in authority were concerned about their position, and thus they persecuted those who were teaching and preaching God's word. This is exactly what's happened to Jesus. This is exactly what happened to the apostles that day. Now then they stood up in courage. It was noted here that they had courage, that they were unlearned, ordinary men. They were nobody. They were the definition of nobody. Who are these people that they stand here in front of us, the Sanhedrin, and lecture us like this? In authority. And they noticed one thing. These guys had been with Jesus. See, they were followers and imitators of Christ. How'd they do that? Through prayer. They went from one prayer meeting to the next prayer meeting. They were worshiping God. They were following and listening to the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit told them to do something, they stepped out with courage and boldness to do it. They were loving in their actions. They told them the truth, but they didn't tell them in such a way as to push them away, as to make them feel bad, but just as to say, hey, this is the reality, but this is the way out. Here's the good news. And guess what? People responded. They were loving. They brought God's love in love. Boldly, courageously. In and of their own strength? No. But through the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. They didn't claim that they healed this man. They said, no, 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 no. It is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But this man is healed through the power of the Holy Spirit. And after they were persecuted, what was their response? Was it anger and derision at those who had done this to them? No, it was, you do what you got to do, but we're going to do what we're going to do. We have to preach because God has told us to. And then they praised God. They praised God even for the difficulty. They'd been jailed and they'd been warned. Don't do that! But they were released from prison and sent back out. And they said, no, we're going to keep on. They praised God. They prayed. And you know what happened then? God's blessing came again. They were again filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a cycle. Filling of the Holy Spirit isn't a one-time deal. Preaching the good news is not a one-time deal. Loving people is not a one-time deal. It's a cycle. It's the life of Christ. It is the way Jesus walked this earth. Boldly, courageously. Prayerfully, in obedience to God. Lovingly. Faithfully. In the power of the Holy Spirit. We too can be imitators of God in that. If we are a Christian, we are supposed to be imitators of Christ in this. That's what it means to be a disciple of Christ, to be a Christian. That means a follower of, an imitator of. This is the model He gave us. As we go through, seek God for the city, as we pray for the city, as Dan so eloquently and Spirit-filled led, showed us earlier, we need to pray for our city and our nation and world. There's no part that doesn't need prayer. This body here, believe me, we need prayer. We have people left and right that are under attack. We have attack all over. We need unity in the body. We need the Holy Spirit. We cannot have this apart from God. We cannot have it except for He blesses us. We can only have this as we go to Him in prayer, as we imitate Christ, as we make ourselves holy, set us apart for God, and allow God to fill us and use us. Seek God, be bold, be loving, be holy, be obedient. And He too will use you as you imitate Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You for Your word. We come before You this day and we give You praise now. We thank You that You've called us to be imitators of You. Lord, You've given us examples. You walked this earth and showed us how to do that. You've given us people like Peter and John, who are nobody special, until You called them and touched them, until they began to follow You. Lord, might we recognize that we too can follow You as they have. Might we too be fruitful in our ministry as they were. Might we be lights in this dark, dark place, preaching the gospel with miraculous results. Healing those in prison, set free. Overcoming those impossible obstacles. Lord, we give You praise. We thank You. Fill us, fill this place with Your Holy Spirit. We pray this, not in our righteousness, but because we're good, but through the righteousness and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. You are God. In Your name, amen.